Hi there, Dr. Gary here on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. We're about to give you a story today, YouTube. We're right in the middle of a crisis. So we'll say last minute, the title of this is Last Minute Crisis. It's never easy selling a dental practice. We'll get the details. But as you know, we've been selling dental practices now for 13 years, and I myself was a dentist for 25. We're available to you 363 days a year, and we also, I think our times are 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. every single day. So please give us a call anytime. The information you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. Also, if you're selling to a DSO, call us, because often they will pay our commission. There'll be no commission to the seller. And if you work with us and it's a DSO sale, we will get your legal fees reimbursed upon successful closing based on criteria. So please give us a call and we can talk to you about that. Anyway, we got a crisis going on right now. This is it. We're supposed to close on Friday. Everything was moving forward. This morning at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, the bank says, oh, we found on the lien search, the second lien search we did, we found the seller has outstanding debt. We said, well, we knew about that. We knew that the seller's had the payoff letter for 2 weeks now. And they said, well, nobody told us about this, so it's going to delay everything. I said, what are you talking about? You have everything else you need. I'm trying to get in touch with the seller since 11 o'clock this morning. And the seller is great, great professional. But the seller is MIA, can't find the seller. I don't know where he is. 3 hours go by and I cannot find the seller. I mean, I can't believe this. You know, hour by hour, an hour here, an hour, it makes a difference. I'm calling the attorney. The attorney's in the closing. He knows about this payoff letter. The buyer, he knows it. The seller, he knows about it. But I don't have that document. And I thought it was sent into the bank a while ago. Not only that, I thought the bank would have showed up on their search, so nobody brought it up. But now they did the second search before closing. They said, oh, we just found this. It didn't show up. So we're going to have to delay the closing. I said, what? What are you talking about? I said, well, yeah, because the buyer, we need 72 hours from now to research this letter. I said, you've had so much time with everything else. This is crazy. And unfortunately, the buyer had associates that were going to help him. The buyer was leaving on Monday for Europe. The buyer had to get done today, get a work up a couple days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and had associates that was going to help out while he was gone on vacation. And then suddenly, this happens. And the buyer is willing to do something to make this happen. But now the bank says, oh, the buyer's leaving, so we'll delay it till the 2 weeks from now. I said, no, because stuff happens. It happens all the time. You can't do this to us. So I just wrote the bank a note. No, and I have the buyer calling the bank. I have the attorney calling the bank. Because of this one payoff document that the seller had 2 weeks ago. The bank never asked for it. They said, well, you should have given it to us anyway. I'm like, what the frig are you talking about? You know there's always some money owed on something. And now I got to go through this. And I'm making phone calls. I'm going back and forth. And then we're running out of time. And I got to leave next week. I'm supposed to go down south. This is a friggin' nightmare. And this is where your broker comes in. You need a broker on the game 24/7. There is no stopping. There's no relaxing. We're supposed to have a closing in 48 hours. It doesn't mean you relax. There is no relaxing. You got to have the broker that's on it. And I've been calling the seller since 11 o'clock this morning. I just got the call back at 4 o'clock from the seller just now saying, well, I don't know. I've had the document and I gave it out. I'll send it again. And I'm like, oh, we need that right away. Let's get it over to the bank. Hopefully we can get this thing done. This is like crisis time. Timing is a problem now. Buyer's going away to Europe. Seller wants this thing done. This is a crisis right now. I don't know what's going to happen. But all I can tell you is if you have a broker, you got to make sure they're on their game, available 24/7 every day. And we only take off Christmas and Easter, and there's no closings on those 2 days. So this is what the problem is. It's never easy. I don't know what's going to happen now. Don't know. But I'm on the bank. I'm on the buyer. I got to call the seller. I got to call the attorneys. This is like crunch time. Thank you. Bye.